Cisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Well, I'm going to push you to your limits today. How far can you go before it's too much?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Found some stuff that once you know it, you can't unknow it, and it's going to stick with you, and you might think about it later.
No.
And it's going to bother you because it's really, really damn creepy.
Is it like Crisco going, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's an arrow in the FedEx logo.
No.
You don't say.
Yeah.
What?
I thought you were saying that I was going to reveal that Crisco never washes his underwear.
Oh. Ew.
And you can't unknow that.
We knew.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not a secret.
I have to sit in the same chair as him every now and again. Oh, not at the same time.
Oh.
Different times.
Jeez, think of the track marks in those BVDs.
Okay. I'd rather hear creepy than this creepy.
Man,
okay.
You guys got 18-wheelers doing burnouts in here?
So true. Okay. Well, you tell me when you want to stop, because I can go for a while.
Okay.
First one, Dez, this is going to really bother your lady bits. Did you know that chainsaws were originally invented for childbirth?
What? What?
Okay. Yeah.
Like the... Brr, 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 brr. No.
No, the other kind.
Like a chainsaw? Oh, my God.
That's what they invented them for, childbirth. I imagine they were trying to get something to cut through the umbilical cord.
Yeah.
But that's horrifying, the thought of someone bringing a chainsaw to your vagine.
Even anywhere near it.
Okay, think about this. It is estimated that there are around 25 to 50 active serial killers roaming around the U.S.
25 to 50? Active?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Actively looking for someone to kill.
Yeah, no, to have lunch with. What is with you today?
They might have lunch with you first.
She's the queen of obvious today. A chainsaw? Like the kind where...
Fine, I will let you guys answer all these. Go ahead.
You mean the other kind that goes bloop, bloop, bloop?
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
Oh, 25 to 50 active. Well, why don't we have them locked up? How do we have a count and we don't do something about it?
How do we even know? That doesn't really make sense.
That's one per state. So yeah. I think Wisconsin took ours, though. They are definitely the kings of the serial killers. Yeah,
there's a couple loose there. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ooh. One inmate who survived the first round of electrocution said death tasted like peanut butter.
I could see that. Yeah, there's got to be some sort of residual effect from it. Something that kind of gets you. Yeah.
Peanut butter?
Although, you survived death. And you come back, they asked him, oh my God, we didn't kill you. Super sorry. But while we've got you, hey, what was it like when you were dying? Like, what did it taste like? Can you imagine? Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Now give him the extra high dose.
Mm-hmm. You'd think it would taste like metal.
I would think so too. A very metallic taste.
Yeah.
Was he a Jif guy? What was
I don't
he
know,
there?
Dez.
Peter Pan?
I don't know.
Oh, obviously.
Probably
old
more
home.
Of a Skippy.
Yeah, old home. I'm so sorry.
No stir peanut butter.
Yeah. This is really gross. You have a bunch of microscopic parasites on your eyelashes and in the pores on your face. And guess what? When you're sleeping at night,
no.
They come out.
Nope.
They lay eggs on your face and eat the oil off your skin every night.
Just doing our part.
I'm leaving.
Dez?
I'm out of here.
This is why they say you have to wash your face before bed and in the morning, every day, twice a day, and now you know why.
Yeah, I wash my face in the morning because it's my only way to wake up, you know, woo, washer good. But at night, normally, I don't. I just hop in bed because I don't have any makeup on. So I thought you had to take your makeup off. Oh, God, they're... How many again?
Yeah, several. Lots and lots of them. And they're living on your eye. So blink your eye. They're just hanging on to your eyelashes.
Oh.
Okay, now listen to this one. There is a rare genetic disease. I mean, unless you guys want to stop. You have to tell me when it's too much.
Keep going.
Okay. There's a rare genetic disease called fatal familial insomnia, where over the course of months, you literally cannot go or be put to sleep no matter what you take or what you do. The symptoms get progressively worse until your brain deteriorates and you die from exhaustion.
Ooh, okay.
Can you imagine contracting this and finding out, oh great, we have that fatal familial insomnia thing in our family. Super. And eventually when you can't fall asleep, this is it. I'm going to stay awake until my brain deteriorates and I die.
Yeah, or they go, so what happened? Did he die from the familiar, what was it called again?
Fatal
insomnia? No, yeah. He was a morning radio person.
Oh,
it's the other way his brain deteriorated and died.
I'm surprised I'm still upright.
Mm-hmm.
Good God. I mean, how do we do this every day?
10 years today.
10 years today,
Yay, happy anniversary.
Okay, during the Victorian era, it was not uncommon for families to take pictures with recently deceased relatives. This was done as one final moment with that person to honor them.
I kind of like that.
You want to prop up grandpa in a chair and roll his eyelids back up and one more? Come on, smile, smile, Gramps.
Weekend at Bernie's.
How creepy is that?
A little bit.
I don't want to take a picture with a dead person. I find it highly unusual when people do that at funerals. Let me get a picture of him in the casket. All right. Let me get right over him. Oh, you know, this is the best she's ever looked.
God.
Take the picture.
Yeah.
Makeup artist was the bomb.
Although that one time when we put Grandpa in the Karate Kid crane kick style, that was a great photo.
Patients undergoing colonoscopies. Mm-mm. Let's see. Rudy, you're probably due for yours.
I am, actually.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that won't be horrible for you. So.
Yeah, totally not. It's like a wind tunnel down there. You could wear Thanos' glove and still not touch anything. Hit the sides.
What's wrong with you,
Rudy?
Okay,
I'm tapping out of my own bit.
Oh, my God.
I'm out.
Oh.
Okay, this is the last one. Patients undergoing colonoscopies are most commonly put under conscious sedation, meaning the anesthetic doesn't actually numb your ass or even send you unconscious. They just impair your ability to form memories. You're awake and aware of the pain. You just can't remember it.
Creepy.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that one's weird. I would much rather just know that. And I'm glad that they tell you that you're just put out.
Yeah.
I don't want to be awake for any of
that. But you will be.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm glad they tell you, like, you're just done. Yeah, because now that you know the real truth behind it. Oh, all right.
Oh,
well,
that they have that kind of technology to, you're fully aware that we're ramming this thing up your rear. You know, you just can't remember that it's happening. You're in pain, but you just don't remember the pain. Yeah.
Some people are super into it.
I want to be like Johnny from Johnny Go Get Your Gun. I'm unconscious, but I know what's going on.
Well, he just let his wife know.
I just
know.
Want to see the look on Rudy's face where he's like, oh. Wait a minute.
They're like, is he smiling? He like really likes this.
Okay. When CNN first signed on in 1980, they recorded something that we haven't seen for 35 years. And it was a band playing a hymn that they were going to just play on CNN if the world ever came to an end.
Oh,
you know, I know some. Yeah, I remember there being something about this because I worked for a company that we had to have like a doomsday video ready to go at the any moment. And it was like basically they said, OK, if the world's about to end and Russia launches the nuclear codes and we're all going to cook, you have to press that button. And basically it is just like, you
on
know,
loop?
It's on a loop, and that's all it is, and that's how we're all going to go out. Yep. Can you imagine just that being, you're just sitting there watching David Letterman, and then all of a sudden the four dudes singing the hymn come on, and you're like, oh, what?
Whoa.
Oh, God. What?
No, that's not a very good warning.
No.
So many questions still.
Terrible thing. Of all things you could pick for the end, it's just and I saw the video. It's very strange. Anyway, well, good job, you guys. You made it to the end. Bravo. Yeah. I thought you'd have tapped out sooner.
Yeah, I was really out when he talked about the bugs eating my face.
Well, we're finding out that Dez is really that girl that goes for the obvious joke every time. Now, if you were to ask Crisco, he'd say, well, duh.
Well, I mean, I didn't think it was that obvious that I did it.
Well, you found out. You had a mirror to the face this morning.
Yeah.
And you realized, oh my God, I am that annoying person that says the obvious joke every time.
Yeah, there is a guy that I see every morning, and he always has the same little funny, and on a Tuesday, he'll always be like, enjoy your Monday, and I'll look at him like, wait, what? And he's like, ha ha, just kidding. I'm like, oh, ha ha, super funny.
Do you know how he's been doing this?
Long years. Long time.
Yeah, and every day, you pay attention to this and laugh, huh? You play along, you go along with the bit?
Yeah, I do. Mm. I mean, I'd feel bad if I didn't. But then as I was walking, I'm like, oh, God, that gets really old. And then I thought, like, who would ever do that And then I realized, hey, you gal walking down here looking super cute in your mask right now at 4 in the morning, you, when people say, how you doing today? Like, how's it going? In the hallways, every single time, I say, just living the dream. How about you?
So working hard or hardly working?
I never use that one. Mm-hmm.
Get your hair cut? No, just the one. Nope, got my ears lowered.
Always like the ears lowered one. That's real funny.
Yeah. Well, you are also the queen of obvious jokes on this show. You always have to call out Rudy for being like yesterday. Was it not in this podcast?
I don't remember.
Yeah, the little boots or little feelings.
No, when you went through the fence at your sister's house.
Oh yeah, it was
Was a little tiny opening, you know, because Rudy's little.
You didn't even notice there was no damage done. You were the only one. Who said
yeah, I just went right in between the boards of the fence. Didn't even notice.
Uh-huh. I mean, she also had to make the obvious rim job joke on the air today.
I did.
Who does that?
I did.
We're having a fun, playful exchange. I get, if you missed it, I got Clamato Rimmer from my mother-in-law for a birthday present. Not because I want it, but because Vaughn said I want it and told his mom to buy it for me.
Yep.
Smooth move on his part. But Des is like, you got Rimmer. So you need to go home and take your cups and give him a rim job, right? Right? Because they need a rim job before you drink your Bloody Mary.
Super funny, really.
Isn't that funny because it's called a rimmer? You butt licker. Is that funny?
Why are you licking butts? I don't really get it. No, I'm kidding.
You working hard at that rim job or hardly working at that rim job?
Living the dream with that rim job.
You do now know how annoying you are, right?
Annoying? I wasn't thinking annoying. I was thinking mine was more adorable.
No. You do know that it's annoying.
Well, do you know what it's like when you're eating lunch with me? And they ask, how's your food? And my plate's always normally empty. And I'm like, ugh, I hated it. Can't you tell? And the server's like, seriously. Or my other one was, oh, it was so good I could have licked the plate.
Or have you ever commented on someone who's really enjoying their food and you stop and say, hey, the white part's the plate. Okay, fatty. Huh? The white part's the plate. Don't eat that.
Never said that. But
oh, you haven't?
You eat real fast.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. That's a whole nother story.
I know. Surprised you haven't dropped a, why don't you have some eggs with your ketchup, huh? Huh? God, I hate that.
Well, she's the queen of overdoing the mayonnaise. Yeah, that's perfect for her.
Yeah. Yep.
Why don't you have a little sandwich with that mayo, huh?
That would be a good joke for me.
Right?
So are you gonna stop with your obvious humor?
I don't think I'm gonna stop. I'm just gonna work in some new material.
Oh boy. I don't know if there is new material.
Oh, Des, why you always make me so nervous.
Well, I mean, like, what is the proper answer when somebody's like, how you doing? Well, it's like, hey, dumb. It's the middle of a pandemic. Oh, how do you think I'm doing?
Let me guess. Rudy, be Des.
Okay.
Walk along and I, hey, Des, what you up to?
Oh, you know, just hardly working or working hard. I can't really tell.
Or
not sure.
About 5'8", I checked.
Damn it. See, I should have known. That's how unoriginal you are, Des. I don't even go down that route. I got to find other things. Damn it.
Well, I thought you would do that one right away. It's the ultimate, what you up to? About 6'4", last I checked.
Yeah, the one I always like is, so what's up? I don't know, the sky. What's up? That's what's up. The sky. Oh. The clouds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a beginner one.
Yeah.
That's a
beginner one.
Oh, Sage, tell us then. What are we up to then?
At least when I say I'm living the dream, I mean, either I'm being super sarcastic or I actually feel like I'm living the dream.
So will you tell us what is the truth, Des? We're all just waiting.
Well, the truth is, I get to work with you guys every day, so I am living the dream.
Yep.
I didn't want to get surprised. I wasn't going to cry. Jeez, it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful life.
I mean, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Hey!
5 o'clock somewhere.
Well, if you don't start drinking in the morning, you can't say you drank all day.
That's just a fact, Ryan.
Gosh. Oh, God, she's dropped that line a million times, too.
Well, you can't. You have to start in the morning to drink all day.
It's beer before liquor. That makes you, drunker. That's right. Makes you better mommy. Beer before liquor makes you better mommy.
Yeah. That is the saying, the old saying. My mom said it. My mom's mom said it. Everybody said it.
Oh. Okay, so what will come of this? Now that you saw how annoying he is, now you know how the rest of us feel.
I don't know. I feel like I'm the one who brought it up. You didn't bring it up to me. So it's more of a me thing.
You walk around with one of those 10,000 jokes books, you know?
I could just do a knock-knock joke every time somebody asks me a question, but that would also get annoying.
My favorite is when Dez didn't even get the joke that I played for her this morning.
Mm-mm. Took a minute.
She didn't understand the joke you did. Okay, this is what we played.
Jerry, do you know why the French only eat one egg for breakfast?
No.
Because in France, one egg is enough. It's enough.
You should have seen the look on Dez's face.
Enough.
I was like, that's it? That's a whole joke?
What does that mean?
Enough? You mean like what's on the end of a horse leg? An oof?
I mean, it could have been funny, but then I've learned so much from the great Ryan. I know that there's an egg and a mayonnaise situation from Paris. Oui, oui.
Oofs de mayonnaise.
And that's how I knew that it was an oof.
Yeah, I just think that's a great joke.
It's really funny.
But it was a real thinker for Dez.
Just for a sec.
Didn't like it so much.
It was pretty early. And my tongue was still sore from biting it in my sleep. So those things, you know,
the life
those
of Dez.
Things happen.
What do you guys think of this? A Polish gym has now referred to itself as a church to bypass virus rules.
Oh, real, I guess, creative?
Well, fitness classes aren't allowed, and so starting today, they're offering religious gatherings for members of the Church of the Healthy Body.
Mm-hmm.
Rudy, your card-carrying member?
Of course, yeah. The other day, I was actually doing some squats with Jesus Christ himself.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous.
Jesus, this hurts. Uh-huh. Jesus, H.
Yeah. Jesus really got his bench up.
Oh.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah.
This is happening in Poland. And so they've decided to figure out a way to get around it. Hey, if you can get together for church, we should be able to get together to work out. We're going to now offer religious ceremonies at our gym to beat the loophole, and they can't stop them.
Yeah. Well, if anything, you know, they talk about a vision board. If you just get that skinny guy on the cross up on the wall, that'll definitely motivate some people to lose a couple of pounds. I want to look like the emaciated guy.
Gosh, and I was just about to say there's no sweating at church unless Rudy's in there and they're asking him what he did the night before.
There's a lot of sweating.
Oh, when's the last time Rudy went to church?
Oh, well.
Don't lie. No.
Long time.
Yeah.
They don't let you back there.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of church, you could buy one if you'd like and move into it.
Oh.
This is so freaking cool. Rudy sent this listing from a church that's available for sale. It's out in a small little town in Pennsylvania. You could basically buy this church built in 1903. It's got 6,000 square feet.
Whoa.
Four bed, two bath, $69,950.
$69,000?
Yes.
For a church. It does need a little work.
Yeah.
But, oh my gosh, how cool. Can you imagine if someone actually went in there and did it right?
Be so cool.
Refinished the floors. You know, painted the walls up nice and really kind of embraced the motif.
Well, and every time you'd walk in or like you'd ring the doorbell, it could say, "Take me to church."
Hardly working.
Remember the obvious joke thing, Des? Remember? We just talked about
Nobody said it, though. Nobody was thinking it. You could literally be at church every day.
You could knock on the door. Is the hunchback here? Huh?
Nope.
Huh?
Every time we go, all he has to eat are those stupid crackers. God.
And wine. There's always wine.
Uh-huh.
So are you the guy who could turn water into wine?
No.
What are you? The Father, the Son, or the Holy Ghost? Huh?
Oh, good times.
Dez is like, oh boy, this is me.
Yep.
This is me. Well, anyway, it's available for sale. 6 parking spaces.
Mm.
You know, I think you probably, I wonder if it has a little cemetery out back. A lot of those old churches, they bury them right there.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that part.
Oh.
Lived with enough dead people.
Oh, like man. You three stiffs. Yeah. Am I right?
You're in
I'm on fire. You can't stop me.
No.
I'm the Dez.
I lived in Grey Cloud Island. I lived with dead people.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah.
God.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Way to eat those words. It would be cool to buy that place and separate it out like into 6 or 7 different like little apartments or something, like artist quarters and whatnot, man.
Totally.
God, that'd be cool. Yep.
Well, it's 1501 Union Avenue in McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's just south of Pittsburgh.
So if you want to look it up on Zillow, you can take a look at the pictures and know what we're talking about. Oh, really awesome, though. But I don't think Vaughn would be a fan of that.
No, hey, I don't.
You guys just got him to move back here, let alone all the way to Pennsylvania.
I know, right? He'd burst into flames, walk through the door.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, you could do it as an Airbnb.
Yeah, see? That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. You did it right. You can make a bunch of money. Well, if you like listening to this podcast and other Minnesota-made podcasts, make sure you download PodMN, because just for listening, you can get restaurant gift cards, shopping gift cards, and also some really cool experiences from PodMN.
All right, a quick update from Crisco. How's vacation going, buddy? How you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling great. Yep. Feels so nice. You know, I work so hard every day. So nice to have a little downtime. You know, a little time on the couch. I don't get a lot of that.
Yeah, yeah. How's your mom?
Oh, you want to say hi? She's right here.
You know what? We're out of time. Oh. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow,
buddy.
I
missed you.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Bring the sabor with Modelo Chelada, a mouth-watering mix of authentic Mexican beer, bold fruit flavors, and spices. Bring the heat with Sandia Picante or the citrus burst of Limón y Sal. Modelo Chelada, bring the sabor. Drink responsibly. Modelo Chelada flavored beers, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.